B-Pod Studios.
Mother's Day is coming up, so kids, be sure to mark your calendars.
In honor of Mother's Day on Sunday?
And then forget until the last second, run out and buy a card at the all-night CVS.
Mother's Day? Crap!
Wait, it's Mother's Day already?
Happy Mother's Day.
Call your mother on Mother's Day.
I have a wicked nice Mother's Day.
Buckle up! Whoa, Mama!
It's showtime!
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Okay, so can we be the first to say this morning, because it won't be the last, to say that the Bruins blew away the Hurricanes last night.
That's exciting.
That's a win joke.
It's a win joke.
I totally didn't get it. But now I do.
Well, you've been sick.
That's right. Yeah, I know. That's really
hey, it's,
an excuse.
It's Friday. Hey, I'm glad you're back. You feeling better?
I feel much better. I did not feel well. I thought my husband had food poisoning, but in fact, it was some sort of virus. Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
My only hope is that my daughter Lucy doesn't get it. But I won't be able to
tell
because I caught her last night watching TV at about 9 o'clock, horking down Skittles and M&M's. So who knows what's going
on. So you're
happen.
Not going to know if it's that stomach bug or just circus tummy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it must be. You probably brought back a virus from New York.
Probably. Yeah. That place is disgusting.
Good job. Yeah. Your Mom of the Year award will be in the mail, too.
Yep.
Hey, I'll get it Sunday.
Happy Mother's Day.
PJ, the internal intern, is in the studio with us this morning.
I'm so happy.
Good morning.
I'm excited. Good morning. Sorry,
wow,
I sound.
What happened to you?
Allergies are so bad this
really?
Week.
You're coming in to be on the radio and you sound like that?
I'm trying.
This is PJ's final day.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep. Final day, so.
She's leaving. She's leaving us. Yes, she's flying the coop.
Yep.
Hank's down in D.C.
He's flown the coop. Yep.
He's flown the coop for the weekend because his daughter is graduating college this
weekend. I know. It's so exciting.
Huge because think of the raise he just got.
I know.
Oh, amazing.
Not really, though. He pays for a lot for those girls.
Okay. Well, here we go. It's Friday morning stuff we got coming up in the program today. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, we're going to cover Alex Trebek. We're going to cover Ellen DeGeneres. We're going to talk a little bit about the name. I didn't listen to you guys yesterday. Did you talk about Archie yesterday?
A little bit.
Did you talk about the controversy with Archie?
What about it?
Did you hear? It's a controversy that involves Kate and Wills. Another rift in the royal family.
Oh, no
kidding.
Yeah.
They don't like the name?
Nope. It's more interesting than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll be in your Dirty Laundry coming up 7:45 this morning. And we have a comedy time coming up in the program today. Who's your movie mom?
This is amazing. I love this story.
This is a pretty good story. Yeah.
Okay. Who would play your mom in a movie? Think about it.
They made a movie about your life. Who would you choose?
I got mine.
I got mine, too. I got mine. Okay.
Okay, great.
So
PJ, do you have yours?
Let's not
leave out raspy, sexy lady over here.
Yep, she's leaving us to become a phone sex operator. Congratulations, PJ.
Okay, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is coming up in just about 10 minutes right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Show her how much you care this Mother's Day with a macaroni necklace.
A macaroni necklace. How did you know I wanted uncooked food to wear?
The other moms will be so jealous when we all get together and wear our groceries out on the town.
Oh, this matches perfectly with my crippling carb addiction.
Maybe your father will get me matching earrings. Who am I kidding? He hasn't gotten me jewelry in years.
I'm going to put this into a keepsake box and never see it again. What a wonderful, thoughtful gift.
And you even used my expensive gluten-free pasta. Now I get to go to the grocery store before I make dinner tonight.
A macaroni necklace for Mother's Day. Because, well, nobody knows why this is a thing.
Do you have any macaroni necklaces at home?
You know, come to think of it, Lucy, no, I don't.
Yeah, what's
and
wrong
I'm a little bit
you?
Upset about it.
Well, she's 15 now. Come on.
Well, I just
grow out of the macaroni necklaces
do
at
you
that
know?
Point.
Wait a minute. You're too old to give one? Sorry,
yeah,
Mom.
So.
You know, we were talking about moms and how moms affected you. And this was all over the interweb yesterday, as a matter of fact. People were talking about things that life lessons from mom. So.
Yeah, I was reading about these, and there's a list of the most popular ones, and I feel like my mother never gave me any of those little
good
tips.
Advice. What did she give
my you? Best advice for my mother, and I think of and it's one that pops in my head all the time now, is wear the heels while you can. because I did, you know, I was because there's a point in your life where your feet just start to hurt and you're like, you know what? I don't want to wear heels anymore. I can't. And so do it while you can, because one day you really won't tolerate it. So I think
that applies to so much, not just heels.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
That's very true.
That's good to know.
That's very true.
But she also gives it's good, bad advice, because I like to, you know, it's important to save and things like that. But she's the first person to say when I want to purchase something large, she's like, well, you'll be dead soon, so, you know.
Oh, and I'm like,
is there something you want to tell us about our family history?
they said, this is what they said on the web yesterday. The most common piece of advice from mom is always try your best. Okay, now,
I feel like,
you know,
my mother was not into that. She's like,
she didn't do that at all.
Do what you can.
Do what you can.
And then the second most memorable one is treat. It basically, the golden rules. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
That's
okay.
Good.
What's the best advice your mom gave you, Lauren?
Okay, my mom, well, one of the things they said that moms gave good advice was do what makes you happy. My mom never did that. My mom always said, you can't always do what just makes you happy. You have to consider the feelings of others.
That's
and
probably
then,
good advice.
When I got to be a teen, you know, her whole thing changed around. It was a little more sarcastic. Hey, Mom, I'm going to do such, such. So, do whatever makes you happy.
Oh, that's always a tricky one. Do what you want to do is never a good thing.
Yeah, right.
Paige, what about you?
I think my mom's best advice was when I was going into college. She's like, pick a career that you're going to love going into, because life's too short and you're going to hate going to a job every day that you hate.
And here you are on your last day in
radio.
Here I am. Great.
14 years later, that radio degree is ending.
Really apropos. I remember, you know, one of the things, never trust someone who can spell gonorrhea right the first time.
Okay, that's the best advice I've heard all day.
Oh, my God.
5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program on Mother's Day Friday. And, hey, this is really a cool story, because do you ever want to follow mom's advice? You should always follow
mom's
advice.
I'm so surprised that I am actually inspired by Julian Edelman, because usually
really?
He just makes me worry, like, for his safety, on and off the field, because he's always doing the shenanigans, he and Danny Amendola, the videos they make, all the other stuff. But something is happening this weekend that is really, really inspiring, and I don't know, I feel proud.
You should.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Julian Edelman will be graduating from Kent State.
Now, he went to Kent State.
That's where he went to college.
So, and then he left in the middle of it to go play for the Patriots.
A lot of athletes
leave
school before, you know.
And then he took classes, and now he's going to graduate?
That's right.
So
I guess he's been taking classes all along to, you know, finish up his credits.
So he's going to walk down the...
Going to walk down
tomorrow's graduation. He's going to be walking with the...
That's very cool.
I think that's really cool because, you know, I mean, he didn't have to do that. Look at his life.
Well, his... I mean, really, he's kind of amazed.
Yes, made
doing
it.
Well.
Yep.
But his post on Instagram, he said it's important to him. He started back in 06. Mm-hmm. It's important to him to make his parents proud and fulfill the promise he made to them that he would graduate college. And he wanted to set an example for his daughter, who's, I think, just a couple, two,
yeah, three.
Two, three.
Two or three.
Yeah. So that when he talks about the importance of a college degree, he can say it was important to him. So that's good.
Yep. Yeah. He has the sweet
jacket.
Being
there,
a dad really changed him a little bit here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do you think he's going to hit any frat parties this weekend?
Gagger. Well, there he is now.
Oh, back to school. Back to school to prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
Uh-huh.
I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, back to school. Back to school.
Thank you.
Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Blew them out last night, didn't they?
All right, yeah. That was a good start to the Eastern Conference Finals right here at the Garden. The Bruins scored four times in the third period. They end up beating the Hurricanes 5-2. In game one, that was great. Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron had power play goals 28 seconds apart to put the Bees in front in that third period. Game two is Sunday. The Red Sox are back at Fenway tonight. They have a three-game series with the Mariners. Eduardo Rodriguez will be on the mound, and Seattle will have some other guy. Who knows? Boston
some other guy?
Yeah, some other guy. Boston is now 500. Hey, we're 19-19.
Yeah, how about that?
Five games back in the East, and game time 7:10 tonight. And welcome back, Benjamin Watson, tight end Ben Watson, is putting his retirement on hold. He'll be back with the Patriots. Multiple reports say that he's 38. He's going to sign a one-year deal worth up to $3 million for the season. He was here for 6 years. I still remember that play against the Broncos when Champ Bailey intercepted Brady on the goal line, and Ben Watson ran him down from the other corner. It was the most incredible play ever. So, welcome back, Ben Watson.
Yeah, that's great. To have a guy
and
like
that's what's going on in sports, brought to you by Subway.
Thank you very much. And by the way, we should mention that the Sox were at the White House yesterday. In the White House, you shouldn't put interns in charge of things like... welcome to the Boston Red Sox, spelled S-O-C-K-S.
I think it was an intern, though. I don't really think it was an intern.
Yeah, you might be right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, everybody, this is Mother's Day weekend, and Sunday there's going to be a whole bunch of Mother's Day brunches consumed. I don't know if you knew this, but a little tune about it for you.
I went home just the other day. My mother says, what are we doing this Sunday? Oh, Mother, since you're asking, I've got a hunch that, Mom, you want to have brunch.
We're talking about Mother's Day and the Mother's Day things that come up. And if you had, for example, if you had a movie about your life, who would you choose to play your mother? And it's like you know immediately who should play your mother in a Mother's Day movie.
My mother?
Yeah, who would play your mom in
Mother's Day? I would never have chosen this until recently, and I started watching this show, and it makes me laugh so hard because it is completely my family in the 80s. The Goldbergs. My mom's name is Beverly, and Beverly Goldberg is... my mother. She'd have to change her hair a little bit, make it a little curlier and less blown out, but like unbelievable.
Attitude and the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I never knew my mom was a Jewish mom, but she is.
Wow. Brian, who would be your mom?
Every time I watch Everyone Loves Raymond and I see Doris Roberts, it reminds
That's
me of my mom.
That perfect mix
of nuttiness and passive aggression.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Mrs. Bell.
Happy Mother's Day. PJ, the Eternal Interns, who would be your mom?
You know, I was going to go with Melissa McCarthy, but now that I think of it a little bit more, the mom from American Housewife, Katie, of the show on ABC.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely my mom.
Really?
Okay. A little bit of attitude and edge and then just the stuff that comes out of her mouth.
This whole thing where they asked people, and I know a lot of people went with, like This Is Us effect.
Yes. The Mandy Moore thing.
Mandy Moore was in there.
But, yeah, the top five, I don't get number five. Angelina Jolie. I mean, that's nice of you by your mom.
She's a mom to a lot of people
already. Yeah, I know. Jennifer Lopez. Julia Roberts.
Whose mom is Jennifer Lopez?
I think we're thinking our moms, but like if you ask a 16-year-old, maybe this is... don't ask Lucy. She'd say Miss Piggy. No joke. No joke. When she was little, was watching The Muppets, and she turned to me and then turned to the TV and then turned to me again and said, Mommy's on TV. And I'm like, wow. That's pretty
ultimate
upsetting.
Ultimate compliment.
Miss Piggy, actually... I would like Miss Piggy to play
strong
me.
Character.
Strong character.
Very
she puts
strong.
Up, she puts up with nothing. She's got great hair.
She looks good in heels.
Exactly. Okay, actually a perfect mix.
So who would be your mom? Hello.
Who would play my mom would be Olympia Dukakis.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. She has the personality of my mother.
Yeah.
I'm from a Sicilian family.
Ah.
And that's the kind of mom I had.
Are you talking about when she played the mom in Moonstruck?
Moonstruck, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Come with that love bite. What are you doing? Your life's going down the toilet.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Very good. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great and have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
80s and more. 105.7 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephes is buying a new fishing rod at the Bangor Walmart, and blind Orville Magoo, Walmart's only blind sales clerk, is waiting on him when we hear...
Excuse me, blind Orville, but can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?
Well, why don't you drop it on the counter, and I can tell you everything you need to know about it from the sound that it makes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a 6-foot graphite rod with a Zebco 202 reel and 10-pound test line. It's a good all-round rod and reel, and it's $20.
Why, that's amazing, Blind Orville, that you can tell me all that just by the sound of it dropping on the counter. I think it's what I'm looking for, so I'll take it.
All righty.
Just then, Ephes accidentally breaks wind as Blind Orville is heading to the cash register.
That'll be $25.50.
But didn't you say it was $20?
Oh, yes, sir. The rod and reel is $20, but the duck call is $3, and the catfish stink bait is $2.50.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
What you see is what you get through the day today. It's going to get up like 62 right now. It's 50 degrees right here, WROR. Good morning. It's the Friday before Mother's
Day. Okay, this is the weekend coming up, which means, you know, it's Mother's Day, so you're going to binge watch instead of take your mother out to brunch.
Exactly.
I binge watch so you don't have to. And I got a little food poisoning, so I was able to binge watched some shows the other day, and let me tell you, my favorite show currently on Netflix is Dead to Me, which stars Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini, which is like a Generation X awesomeness. And it the premise is this mother of two, her husband is hit by a car and dies. And she goes to a grief counseling meeting, and she meets her friend, played by Linda Cardellini, and they strike up this very odd relationship. And it's very layered. This is what I love about it. You think going in, it's going to be a comedy, and it is. It's a very dark comedy.
You could tell by the car accident. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But it's very funny, very quick, very sharp. It's produced by Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. It's their last joint project together because they're doing separate projects. I'm glad they're doing it. It's also kind of a mystery, a murder mystery. It's also about grief and how people handle grief differently. Now that you imagine, it's that layered and it's that good.
And comedy.
And it's
in a half hour, so it like grabs you in so quick.
Yeah, and it's excellent. So you can watch that very quickly over the weekend. And I think it's such a good surprise. You know when you tune into something and you're like, I'm expecting this, and then it turns out to be so much more? I love that. So Dead to Me is my pick of the week.
Okay.
Also, I just want to mention before I move on that I dare anybody right now to go to their computer and watch the It Chapter 2 trailer, which was released yesterday, without pausing and getting up from their computer and running around going, oh my God, oh my God.
That was pretty weird. Okay. And I've got... Yeah, we're not done, Lauren.
We're not done. We got one more thing. We've got a couple of things.
What do you got?
Also on Netflix, and this one, you talk about quick watches. This could be one of the funniest shows. It's super weird. It's called I Think You Should Leave. It's also on Netflix. Yeah. And the episodes are like 15 minutes because it's like sketch comedy.
Oh, okay.
It's Tim Robinson, who used to be with Saturday Night Live and Lonely Island. And he's very funny, and they're super weird.
Okay.
But it's a really quick watch if you're just sitting around wanting to do nothing on this day at work.
Yeah, and PJ
and
has...
I'm going to continue down the dark phase, like LBF. I've been totally into the serial killer stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
The Ted Bundy files.
Is this the Ted Bundy thing you've been watching?
Yeah, and the extremely wicked and shockingly evil and vile. Fantastic. And today...
That stars Zac Efron as Ted Bundy, right?
As Ted Bundy, correct.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on Netflix. And today comes... Charlie Says comes out to the theaters. And that's all about Charles Manson. I'm so excited
Yikes.
To see it. That's
just
so weird.
You're in a dark space right now.
Okay, all right.
Whoa. All right, thanks.
Okay. We're going to start.
Okay, we got Charlize Theron. Her name drives me nuts.
Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Angelica Houston's in trouble. Ellen DeGeneres has a weird end game plan for her show. But first, Alex Trebek, we got to talk about him. Before I do that, though, I want to give a shout out to Taylor Davis, Sheila and her daughter Paige. I met them at the Triangle Incorporated event Wednesday night at the JFK Library. I hosted it. It was really great. It's providing work opportunities for people with the intellectual disabilities. It's a great program, and those are great people I met. By the way, this is brought to you by Subway. All right, Alex Trebek is really a strong dude because he is going to be on CBS Sunday Morning, and he's going to be talking about how he got through chemo treatments and taping Jeopardy at the same time. He was, he said, it got really bad. I was on the floor writhing in pain. It went from a 3 to an 11 on the pain scale. Wow. And it happened 3 or 4 times a day while we were taping. Once he taped the show, he'd make it to the dressing room just barely before he was, this is a quote, before I writhed in pain and cried in pain, and I had 15 minutes before the next show. So I got myself together, and spasms of that kind usually last about 10 to 15 minutes. So, all right, here we go again. Anybody got pain pills? And I don't like taking pain pills, but I got through it. You know, it's just, that's an incredible thing to do. It was his call to do it, though. The producers were kind, he said. They said, look, if you don't want to do the show, we can just cancel taping. And he said, no, we're here. We're doing the shows. He taped about 50 episodes after his diagnosis. It's on a mini hiatus. It's going to come back on May 20th. He's scheduled to return to the studio sometime in July to start taping season 36, which will premiere in September. He also challenged everyone to see if he's wearing a hairpiece because, of course, chemo makes you lose your hair. On air, I'm told that there were times the hairpiece looked better than my real hair. So we'll see how people react to
first
that.
First time I noticed it was Monday night of this
week. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's and I think that's great for Alex Trebek. I also think that sometimes, you know, a lot of people are like, well, Alex Trebek showed up for work. Why can't, you know, people, he's able to do it.
Everybody handles it their own way.
Everybody handles it their own way. For the people who can't do it, you know what? That's okay, too.
You should let you know that he's suffering from, he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, really serious and really, really painful. But, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Alex
maybe that's one of the ways he deals with the pain.
Yes, you know, sometimes people do it. They just push through and they want to go to work and they want to do it.
Keep
that
normalcy of his schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really,
absolutely.
They tape 42 days out of the year, so he can power through them and get it done.
Yeah,
so.
But if you're home and you don't feel well, no shame in that game either. Not everyone can be Alex Trebek. Ellen DeGeneres knows when she'll be ready to quit her show.
Really?
She said, I'll walk away when I stop having fun. I'm having fun and no one's watching. If I'm having fun and no one's watching, I don't care. Well, you know who's going to care?
Yeah, the people. The network's going to care. Yeah,
so, Ellen, you keep
care.
Saying that to that. Yourself, but have a good time. Oh, you guys, you're never too old to have like a bit of a cat fight. And I just say this, and I hate that expression, but Angelica Houston, she's super honest. She's been giving interviews because she's in a new movie. And she's talked to New York Magazine, and she said about choosing movie roles, quite honestly, I'm looking for movies that impress me in some way that aren't apologetically humble or humiliating, like Band of Cheerleaders gets back together for one last hurrah, you know, like an old lady cheerleader movie. I don't like that kind of thing. Well,
who just made an old lady cheerleader movie?
I'll tell you who made an old lady cheerleader. Rhea Perlman, Diane Keaton, Jackie Weaver.
Really?
Yes. So those people are not super happy with Angelica Houston. Apparently, Rhea Perlman canceled her Watch What Happens Live
hosting?
Not co-hosting, but coming
on
together. Co-guesting.
Oh, okay.
With Andy.
Is that a
thing? What's
Andy Cohen.
Face? Yeah, Andy Cohen. Yeah.
You okay this morning?
I'm all right.
Yeah,
a little
still,
off,
yeah. It's okay.
So anyway, they're mad at each other. Diane Keaton hasn't weighed in, but Jackie Weaver says Angelica Houston can go blank herself.
Okay, really?
And she's like 80. I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I love
throw
that.
Throw it down, man.
All right, and two other quick things I want to mention. Oh, yeah, I want to mention that it's Fred Astaire's 120th birthday, if people who like Fred Astaire. Charlize Theron has, it's hard to be in a relationship with her. She says she doesn't like clutter, and she throws out her boyfriend's shoes because if they're ugly. That's one of the
seriously,
things.
Seriously,
the boyfriends
or
the shoes?
Both, I think. And finally, Billy Bush. You know Billy Bush.
He got work?
He got work. He's going to be on a show called Extra Extra, which is extra but more.
Well, are they having trouble coming up with show names?
I think they are. Yeah, and hosts,
okay,
apparently.
Thank you very much. Kind of looking that way.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time for the excitement to begin on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, because I know you've been saying, wow, finally.
Yeah, we've been on for hours.
Okay. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds. It's on the air right here at WRR. We got a player this morning. I'm very excited to talk to our player this morning because he is a firefighter. Big fan of the firefighters.
All right.
Justin Negrelli is a firefighter from Middleton, Massachusetts. Morning, Justin. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. So, are you in a one-story or a two-story fire fighting house, sir? Because
in a very, very outdated two-story firehouse, and depending on how the town meeting goes on Tuesday, there is a vote as to whether or not we're getting a new one.
All right, Middleton, don't let us down.
Do what you got to do, Middleton, because I was really wondering.
Exactly.
I'm wondering about the. Do you get to slide down the pole, one of those poles?
We do have a pole, and my biggest concern is that we won't get one in the new fire station, but we will try our best.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, LBF is
that's
always...
That's your biggest concern.
That's the whole reason about the pole. Hey, I would think you... Because I know that you've always wanted to be a firefighter. At least she told me she had a pole installed in her bedroom.
Well, yeah. Hey, I have a daughter, so I'm just trying to keep her off the pole.
That's right.
All right, this is taking a turn for the worse.
Absolutely. Let's play the game.
Okay, now you know how this works, Justin. LBF, if we can get her off the pole, she's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds.
That's just hilarious. Okay. Imagine
and then
that.
Your job is to answer them all correctly. Now, if you get them all right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. It's pretty simple, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. You know, you feel good about this?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I feel good about it. I think you're going to do great.
Okay, I think you'll do fine. Okay, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What does LOL stand for?
Laugh Out Loud.
Who is the manager of the Red Sox?
Pat.
Christina Applegate played Kelly Bundy on what sitcom?
Pat.
How many sides in an octagon?
Eight.
Excuse me?
Eight.
Food Network star Ina Garten is also known as this, the name of her show.
The Barefoot Contessa.
What number jersey does Celtic Kyrie Irving wear?
Pass.
Who sings Manic Monday?
Pass.
What war are they fighting in Gone with the Wind?
Say that again?
What war are they fighting in the book Gone with the Wind?
Oh, God, pass.
What did Hannibal Lecter say French people taste like?
Fava beans.
What rapper performs at the Mitchapalooza in the movie Old School?
Pass.
Who is the manager of the Red Sox?
Alex Cora.
Christina Applegate played Kelly Bundy. Okay. We ran out of time.
Time has expired. I got you down for a four correct. Yep. Passed on few. I understand why you'd say flava beans.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to review right now.
Okay. Did a good job. Right. Christina Applegate played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children.
Classic.
The number jersey that Celtic Kyrie Irving wears is number 11. Yes.
11.
Oh, of course.
It all comes to you now, right?
Just, yeah.
I don't know what number he'll wear on his new team.
We have no idea what he's going to play when he plays with Knicks.
The Bengals sing Manic Monday. The war they're fighting in Gone with the Wind, the book and the movie. The Civil War. Hannibal Lecter says French people taste like chicken. And the rapper that performs at Mitchapalooza in the movie Old School is Snoop Dogg.
But no problem. We got a great consolation.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You're going to love this. Pair of tickets to see ZZ Top and Cheap Trick together. September the 18th, Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. It's a great show. Congratulations. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for playing the game. And thank you very much, especially, for listening.
Yes, and good luck with the poll.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You did great.
Let us know how the vote goes, okay?
Yeah. Do the right thing,
absolutely.
Middleton.
Absolutely. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, everybody else, if you'd like to play the game, you got to register. You got to register to qualify. Log on to WRR.com, and you could be the winner of $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And we have a real treat for you this morning. And the treat's name is Dan Cummins, and he's in the studio with us right now. First of all, good morning, Dan. It's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me in.
Okay, now Dan is playing over at Laugh Boston. And Dan has, let me see, you got two shows tonight. And, oh, wow, you got the two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night. Okay, so.
Busy working.
Yep, busy. Now, this is really great because two things about Dan I noticed immediately. Number one, he's the first person I have ever met in my entire life who is from Idaho.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, you can finally settle something I've wondered for a long time. Is it Gonzaga or is it Gonzaga?
Oh, funny. Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, the Aga. Aga.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so he went to Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to see you, and how's life?
It's good. It's good. I'm back in Idaho. I live in Coeur d'Alene now.
You still live in Idaho?
Yeah, I grew up there in central Idaho and then moved back. And it's so funny how, like, kind of the landscape of comedy has changed. But more and more comics are living outside of L.A. and New York, where that used to be kind of the kiss of death.
Well, because you have a family.
I have a family out there. And now it's like my agent and I joke about it where there's like a mystique of like you get more buzz almost because, like, what is he doing? Where?
Idaho.
Yeah, exactly.
Coeur d'Alene? What?
Nice golf course there.
We get more meetings now than I did when I was in L.A. for 7 years. Because then it's like, we can see him later. Like, unless you're like one of the biggest.
It's just another LA comic.
Another LA comic.
Right.
Now it's like, Idaho.
Oh,
this guy's all the way up in Idaho.
Right, wow. Right. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's amazing.
So are you the funniest guy in Idaho?
I think I'm the only, like, nationally touring comic living in Idaho now that I know of, that I can think of. Yeah, it is the whole, like, the local fame thing. I come from a town of 450 people.
Seriously?
And one of my jokes for a long time was, like, the most famous person from Riggins, Idaho. I don't even have that anymore. Not even close.
Oh, no. What did somebody do?
There was a guy, Dallas Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch, first round pick. Came from my town. I mean, they're practically building statues for him there now.
No kidding.
But, yeah, my kids, I irritated them so much. They're like, no! That was your thing.
That was a great bit.
No one even cares about you in your own town.
How many kids you got?
Wow. Two. Got two kids. My son, Kyler, is 13. And my daughter Monroe's 11, and my son just went on the road with me for the first time.
Oh, wow.
How'd that go? Yeah,
it was fun. He went out of Dallas. We went to the Texas Theater in Dallas, which is a fun little venue because it's where Lee Harvey Oswald, where he hid out after the assassination.
Really?
Fun.
Uh-huh.
Wow. It's a fun
trivia.
Wow.
Trivia.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you have a podcast, Time Suck, where you kind of go into, like, all these weird random topics. So
yeah,
I
a lot of
like
weird wormholes.
Delved into that topic.
Yeah, we did that one. We did the JFK assassination. We've done a lot of conspiracies. You know, the recent one was the moon landing.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what did you think on the moon landing?
I think we totally... I totally believe we were on the moon for several missions with the Apollo missions. Because here's the thing for me. It's like, I don't believe that many people can keep that big of a secret.
Good point.
And whenever you have people bumping against, like, the flat Earth, the lunar... Yeah. The people on the side of, like, it didn't happen or the Earth is flat... It's never a bunch of Harvard grads. There's like the entire scientific community on one side of the argument, and then it's like a guy who claims he worked for the CIA in 1974, but probably didn't.
And he's in a bathrobe.
Right, exactly. He was living with his parents until 1999 or, you know, whatever.
That
long after.
That is a good point.
So I would say consider the source on those things. Yeah. So, you know, like if the scientific...
Start doing that.
If the scientific... when it's just the YouTube trolls on one side,
right,
and all of science on the other, probably go with science.
Maybe you just don't want Buzz Aldrin to punch you right in the nose.
That guy's... I've watched that video probably 100 times.
Why, was it a fantasy of yours?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that he did it.
I was punched out by Buzz
it's
Aldrin.
Anger porn.
Yeah. Anger porn, yes. And I love when he did that. I think he was around 70, something like that. And he has such an incredible life.
Yeah.
And I love that this guy was harassing him.
Yeah.
Had harassed Neil Armstrong previously, and he warned the guy like enough. And I used to do a little bit of, like, just, you know, for training whatever MMA stuff. His punch was perfect. It wasn't like the, like, a lot of people do, where he, like, rears back for the big haymaker. It was just straight pop right in the face. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
That is so funny that you find this elderly man's punch beautiful.
Oh, he's a hero.
Like, look at this guy. He's running. Or look at this guy's yoga, blah, blah, blah. You're like, he punches so good at his age.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are times when in life you feel like punching someone in the face.
Oh, I have a long bit about that now. If I was in charge, I would legalize a small amount of violence. Right.
Okay, well, can you give us an example?
Well, you know, because I just think it's good. I think society would be more civil and polite if we all lived under a little fear of getting popped in the mouth. Because I got beat up a lot in grade school and not sad about it. Looking back, it was deserved. Same combination playing out over and over of having a real smart mouth and poor defensive fighting skills.
Bad combination.
Bad
Very
combo.
Bad combination.
But I learned over time to, like, keep that stuff inside my head. You know, time and place, and it made me more polite. And I think a lot of people run their mouths in public and are rude in public now because there's no fear in them of getting smacked. You know, and so I think, like, you know, I don't like it how where if you pop somebody out in the gas station or whatever, you automatically get in trouble. Where I think, but what did that person do to invite that pop into their face?
Like,
sometimes nothing, sometimes quite a bit.
What's a poppable offense to you?
Okay. Okay, here's an example. Let's say some guy is out at a club and he keeps, can I say the, I first forget on the FCC, like the B word. Somebody's being B-I-T. Can I finish that word?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So let's say he gets popped because he keeps calling some other guy's girlfriend a trashy bitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Guy asked him to stop. Yeah. He didn't.
Okay,
he
so that's
hit.
A problem.
Right.
To me, that's not a crime. That's a life lesson.
The
only problem with this situation is when you introduce context like that into crime, it gets slippery because you got to keep digging further and further and further. Mm-hmm. Like in that situation, then you got to ask, but why did he call her a trashy bitch? What if that was deserved? Was it justified? Yeah. What if he called her that because earlier he was trying to get a drink? She cut in front of him like he wasn't even there. He muttered, "Excuse you." She didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then threw her drink in his face.
Okay. Oh.
Trashy bitch.
Right.
Yep.
Then in that situation, I think he should be able to legally punch her boyfriend back 5 to 10 times. Because he needs to learn a lesson that you can't just bring a trashy bitch into a bar because there's never going to be consequences.
Good point. Excellent point. Okay.
If you're going to walk into public with a live grenade, you got to hold the pin the whole night. Right? Okay. It's on him.
Yeah. Wow. I'm with you.
And then it just keeps rolling and rolling. You know?
Okay.
Tricky.
So
tricky.
Like if you're in a traffic jam and you're on an expressway, for example, and a guy blows past you in the breakdown lane.
Okay.
I feel there should be a law that you should have a vaporizer in your car and you could automatically vaporize his car on the spot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's just good.
Poof.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. No, there's definitely some. I think people who have merging onto the freeway confused.
Yeah.
With just never looking to the left. Setting their cruise control to about 70 on the on ramp and just kind of hoping things work out.
Yeah.
I think they should also be vaporized.
Vaporized.
Kind of
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very true. Can you
hang on, we got to come back in a few minutes here.
More with Dan Cummins. He's at Laugh Boston.
You're going to love this guy.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty nice.
He'll come right out in the audience and boom, a quick one. He'll do a Buzz Aldrin right in your face. Okay, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. LaughBoston.com. You will love this show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we got a real treat for you tonight. You need to you can either do this tonight or tomorrow night. You need to see a great show. Dan Cummins playing over at Laugh Boston. And first of all, not only is he funny, but he's going to tell you how he's going to give you tips on how the weight will just melt off of you.
Oh,
and
you'll
immediately lose weight if you go see him tonight. Because he was a personal trainer one time. And you've been doing the whole 30 thing, right?
No, keto.
Yeah, the keto.
Oh, you've been doing the keto thing.
Yeah, I got busy, didn't have time to go work out, and turns out dieting can work. I was always opposed to it. I was always like, well, I'm going to lift a lot and then also just eat a lot. And then I had the
I totally understand. I had the exact
physique you would think, where it's like I was a lot bigger, like as far as strength, but also a lot bigger with my gut. So I ended up making fun of myself and jokes with it. But yeah, I had that physique that I used to make fun of when I was younger. Of just the guy who just does bench press all the time.
Yeah.
And then but doesn't care about any other part of his
physique. And then goes and hits the buffet.
Right. Yeah.
Legit.
He goes over and bench presses the buffet. Yeah.
All the time I would go to the gym, have like a good workout, and then get like a venti mocha and a blueberry muffin on the way home. Like, I deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm going to reward myself.
So true.
And I'm like, why do I have such a big stomach? As I'm slurping more mocha. I don't get it. I moved around today.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, you got a great podcast called Time Suck,
if anybody wants
to check that out.
And you're going to start a new podcast.
Yeah, we were talking about anger and stuff. It started from a segment on Time Suck, which is just like deep dive into one subject. Like this week is the KGB, next week's Vietnam War, after that it's the King Arthur and Merlin.
So light fare.
Lighter. Sometimes it's the heavier.
Frothy kind of topic.
But our niche, I guess, is we have fun and make like heavier topics interesting to people who might not think they'd be interested in them.
Right, mm-hmm.
By adding some kind of humor and stuff, but you get a lot of the history. But there was a segment called Idiots of the Internet where it's like I'd be doing research on whatever topic and I'd look at like a YouTube documentary and just read the comments and just feel terrible about humanity.
Yeah. You can get lost in the comments.
It's the worst. Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
And
people are really cruel and stupid.
Cruel and stupid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On these trolls, just mindless, trolling. And so We're coming up with a new podcast. It's Is We Dumb? And just like making fun of ourselves for doing dumb stuff.
Is We Dumb? I like that. Yeah. Yep.
Making fun of ourselves and also just making fun of troll culture. And we were talking about Yelp. Just ridiculous people. Like people who clearly never tried to run a business.
Right.
Never had certain service jobs. And they will just shred somebody over nothing. And I was going to say, right before we went on air, we were talking about Yelp. Funniest Yelp review I ever saw was there was an adult, one of the last remaining adult theaters in the country. It's in Los Angeles and like West Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was Yelp reviews.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Really?
It was so good. One person gave a 1-star because there was too much masturbation.
In the theater?
In the adult theater. Wow. And they were just really frustrated. Like I guess they wanted to, in a classy way, watch some pornography with strangers in a theater. Like,
in an extremely
right,
way.
Right. And why are you, what's this all the masturbation?
Oh my God, now I'm going to have to go on a deep dive of Yelp from weird places. Like,
oh, it's so fun.
Yelp's like an amazing store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there's so many like,
I'm doing today.
Like adult gift stores and
yes,
those things.
Exactly.
And they all have like, you know, a lot of them have their Yelp profiles, but it is amazing. There was one guy that was killing me recently. It was where I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, this donut shop. And he just, for whatever reason, really wanted a giant donut. and you could tell based on, because sometimes the business will get back to them and there's that little interaction thread.
Yes.
And you could tell there's just the eye rolling from the business with like, dude, we've talked to you so many times. And he wanted an adult donut or a giant donut that was gluten free. No, he had a nut allergy.
Oh, so no nuts.
And they were just like, we only have the one kind of. They were like, Charles,
we've
talked to you. We cannot do that based on our limited kitchen services. Like, we have to make the nut-based donuts on the same tray. And then he would go back. He's like, well, I haven't talked to you for a long time. I want the giant donut. Weird 1-star.
Oh, my God.
I was at a place a couple weeks ago up in Maine.
Yeah.
On their menu.
Right.
They actually, there was a little box and it said, if you have a problem with anything at our restaurant, please bring it to someone's attention. Don't just post it on social media.
Yeah, because they get it so much.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And people are so petty on there. There was one like a guy, is a Jimmy John's. I like their sandwiches, you know, and some guy went in there and he's like, 1-star, but it was great. The food is great. Loved the people who work here. Didn't care for that there wasn't a diaper change station in the men's room. 1-star.
Oh my God.
So did you go in for food or to change a diaper?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Seriously.
And the weird expectations, you know, I feel like people are just like, 1-star. They didn't yell hip, hip, hooray one time when I was in there. They didn't carry me around on their shoulders. There was no confetti for the parade.
Oh, my God.
Dan Cummins, you're going to love his show. He's got 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. LaughBoston.com. By the way, he's rocking a great beard.
Yeah.
I mean, you could play for the Patriots with that beard.
Oh, yeah, they do have a lot of beards, those guys.
So, hey, thanks a million for being here.
Thank you.
Check out the website. Check out the podcast, Time Suck.
You.
And he got a new one coming up. And
Is I Dumb, right?
Yeah, Is We Dumb.
Is We Dumb.
Yeah.
And, mine will be just Is I Dumb.
You is. Come back and see us
Thank
anytime.
You. Thank you, Lord.
1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Morning Wally Morning Show. Here's Madonna. 1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Morning Wally Morning Radio Program. What you see is what you get for the day. Today is going to be cloudy and some showers coming through this afternoon. But tomorrow is going to be the day of the weekend. We're going to have 65 with some sunshine. And Mother's Day is going to be like semi-okay. Maybe some showers early in the morning.
Yeah, and we're just talking about the gifts you're going to get.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're talking them both ways. Okay, so.
It's a big deal today.
It is. Be sure to do something nice for Mom for Mother's Day. And it's a it's a bittersweet day here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show because PJ, the eternal intern, has grown up.
Oh, we're going to make her cry on the radio.
She's leaving the nest. Look, she's crying.
And she's leaving us. She's flying the coop.
14 years of PJ, the eternal intern.
She's one of the easiest people to make cry.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Look, she's a mess. She's ugly, crying.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're going to miss you. I remember when I was not working here and I would listen to the show. Occasionally. And and I would hear PJ the Eternal Intern do her American Idol reports.
Yep.
And
yes.
I was like, I am so jealous that she gets to do that. I was like, I loved PJ. I loved her American Idol reports. And when I finally got to work with her, I was so excited because she's awesome. She's smart. She's got the biggest heart.
And it's just, we're really going to miss you.
I know. I'm going to miss you guys, too. It's been fun. Like, hey, you guys have given me so much throughout the years and opportunities to work with such an amazing group of people.
I love it, though. This is good. Don't keep it together. Let it go. Let it go.
We can't thank you for all the help you've given us all this time. 14 years of this.
14 years with you guys. And it's been an awesome 14 years. Thank you to all the listeners.
13, really.
Hey, but the cool thing is she's moving on to a big girl job.
Yeah, I can no longer afford to be an intern anymore. So
it's a very important job in a very big situation, and she's going to do very well.
And if you're ever in the Winchester area, you can catch me at one of the local pubs Friday and Saturday nights. I'll be down there. Come have a drink with me.
Some grown-up drinks.
Yeah, so
adult beverages and everything.
So thank you to everyone who's listened throughout the years. I've met at multiple events, and thank you to you guys for all the great memories.
Aw, we love you, Pete.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, we got to stop.
Great. Okay, it's going to be okay.
We'll think of you every time we get bagels.
That's right.
Speaking of which.
Okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.